In exercise two, we have here a working application. It's pretty cool. It says hello, but, you know, we might want to refactor it a little bit. After all, our activity is named Workflow 1. So let's change the name of this activity to make it a little more interesting. We're going to call it the Say Hello activity. And in this exercise, there are two tasks we have to do. First, we have to rename the workflow and then update the main method to use our new name. So I see here I have Workflow 1 open on the designer. So I'm going to click here on the design surface to select the workflow, the top level activity. And let's view the property grid here. We see the name of the workflow here is Workflow 1. It uses the namespace qualifier there. You have to have that. So I'll say hello workflow dot say hello. That's the new name for our activity. This is not required, but is probably a good idea for the workflow.xaml file to have the same name as the workflow that it contains. So I'll put sayhello.xaml. Like I said, it's not required, but it's really a good idea. Now, one thing to watch out for, you might have noticed that if you rename a file in Solution Explorer, that's say a .C# file, that Visual Studio will ask you if you want to rename the class that's inside the file. It's a great tool, but it doesn't work with workflow XAML files. So if you want to rename a workflow, you have to do the process that I just showed you. All right, let's build the solution. And we see that it fails to build. Well, what is happening here is that our main program is still thinking about workflow 1, and we changed the name of the workflow to say hello. So what's really going on here? Well, when we change the name of the workflow, we're really changing the name of a class, because the XAML file causes a class to be generated. And you can actually see this class if you look in the obj/debug folder. You'll find, in our case, a file named sayhello.g.cs. That's the generated file that will load the workflow. When we change the name to say hello, our class name was changed. Now what we need to do is fix our compile error. So if we open Program CS, we'll see in here, yeah, it's trying to invoke Workflow 1. Let's change that to use the new name, say hello. Now we can build the solution. Great, it works. If you didn't follow the order that I did, and you came over here to Program CS and tried to change this to say hello before you did the build, what you would have seen is that IntelliSense wouldn't show you say hello. Visual Studio would warn you when you put say hello in there that it doesn't exist. And that's because that class, that sayhello.g.cs, doesn't get generated until you build the solution. So the bottom line is, if you change something about the XAML, like the name of the workflow or something, add new arguments or things that touch the outside world, you should rebuild the application before you go into your C# code and try to modify it. All right, let's verify our application to make sure that it works. Yep, it's still working. Great. And that's the end of exercise 2.